This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, July 6th, 2023. And on today's episode, man, we're talking about one of the members of the Brotherhood. That's right, I'm talking about my Duke Nation. Y'all know I'm a big Duke fan, and we talking about my man, Zion Williamson. And on today's show, I want to inform you that my man Zion just made one mistake. And it might not be what y'all think it is, but we're going to talk about it. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, you know what I'm saying, Jason Slack. It feels good to be here. This is our first episode of the month of July. Time is moving, man. Time is racing. Time moves. Time waits for no man. You know what I'm saying? Like, the clock just keep ticking, man. It keep ticking. And we're going to keep moving here, moving along, moving forward here on the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. And it's just a blessing, man. All my day ones, welcome back. All my, even my newcomers, man, welcome in for the first time. I hope y'all here for the duration of life. You know what I'm saying? I plan to be here as long as I'm living. I plan on doing the Slack is Talk. I plan on continuing talking to the people. That's what I do. You know, and I just want to show love, man, to all my listeners, man. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world right now, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. If you're new here, subscribe to the show. You know what I'm saying? Slack is Talk is on all podcast platforms. We on all, like, live syndications. Slack is Talk is everywhere, man. I'm talking about, we global, baby. I'm talking about iHeartRadio. I'm talking about, you know, Google Podcasts. I'm talking about Apple, Amazon Music, Spotify. You know, the show is everywhere. You know what I mean? Whatever your favorite is, man, just hit that follow, hit that subscribe button. You know what I'm saying? New episodes and new content will be delivered straight to your device each and every time as soon as it becomes available. You know what I mean? Good part about it, if you're a busy person like me, you ain't got to, you know, and you can't listen to it live, I ain't going to hold that against you, man. You know, you can listen to it later on. You could binge listen, you know what I mean? Listen to a whole entire series. You ain't got to worry about missing anything, man. The podcast is available 24/7. Each and every episode, man, on your favorite podcast platform. So hit that follow button and let me do the rest, baby. We go get it in. I just want to say, you know, happy related 4th of July to the Slack is Talk Nation. I hope y'all was safe out there. Y'all was doing y'all fireworks like I know y'all was, man. You know, if you like me, man, you know, I like to play it back in the day. You know, I don't do it no more, man. But I was dangerous, man, like doing the M80s. Like, you know what I mean? I mess with them bombs, man. If it ain't loud, it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? But now, I just like, you know, play jokes, man. Like, stink bombs and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I still do the grenade thing. But I hope y'all was safe. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I hope y'all turned on the grill. Got some good barbecue. You know what I'm saying? You know how I feel about, like food on the grill, man. That's everything. You know what I'm saying? That's always been, like, one of my favorite holidays, man, you know, for that reason, man. Because I know, you know, I know people go cook out. You know what I'm saying? I know people go have them fireworks, man. So, you know what I mean? It's just, overall, man, it's just a fun time, man, a fun holiday, man. So happy belated 4th. I want to take time out, give a special shout out to all my July birthdays and my Vision for Kids organization. I want to say happy birthday to Eternity Harris on, you know, coming up on July 11th. You know what I'm saying? Super proud of her, man. Like, I know for day one, you know, ever since she was a baby, you know, doing big things, man. You know, before you know it, she'll be going to middle school and, like, just proud, man. You know, birthday coming up July 11th. Happy birthday to Eternity. I want to say, you know what I mean, happy birthday to my son, Jason. You know what I'm saying? Turning 18 July 15th. You know what I mean? Big things, man. You know, like, you see it, man. He got a launch coming next week. You know what I'm saying? Next week, man. You know what I mean? I probably try to get him here on the podcast, you know what I'm saying, to announce, you know, what he's coming out with. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let him tell it. You know, he just had a graduation, as you know. He playing ball, doing his thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Anytime that somebody launches a business, man, a positive business, man, I'm about that. I'm a support, you know what I mean, regardless. And hopefully I can get him on the show to talk more about that, you know, this coming Thursday, you know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to Layla, you know, birthday July 23rd. You know, it's going to be a pleasure, you know, watching you grow up and become, you know, a young woman. Happy birthday, last but not least, happy birthday to Kamadi. Man, you know, grown woman now, man, like super talented, man. Dance, you know, designer. She plays little sports. Just a little bit of everything, man. Like, she embodies everything about the Vision for Kids organization, man. You know, this talented in every phase, multi-talented. Not putting, you know, all your eggs in one basket, doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Like, this super proud, you know, hopefully I get to see you this month. You know what I mean? At a family reunion. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you could be there. And I just want to say happy upcoming related birthday. Shout out to all my July birthdays for the Vision for Kids organizations. I love y'all. Let's get into our social media portion. You know what I mean? I don't think I got a chance to do it last week. But, man, you know, continuing to come with it, man. You know, even on my break, I was still hitting y'all with the Slackers Talk question and the Slackers Talk classic films. And this past week, man, I dropped another dime. You know what I mean? We did it again. Slackers Talk question of the week, man. I asked you, like, what Mike had the most influence on your life? Like, which Mike were you inspired by the most? And if you don't know, man, there's a lot of famous Mikes out there, man, that's legends, you know what I'm saying? Legendary. Like, you know what I mean? Like, man, it's a lot of them, man. Like, that may be one of the most famous names besides Jason, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what it is, you know what I mean? Like, Jason's the best name in the world, you know what I mean? That's just how I feel, you know? But which Mike inspired you the most? And the nominees was Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson, or Michael Strahan. Now, I shouldn't even have to tell you, man, all these people are legends. Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player in the world. Michael Jackson is the greatest entertainer in the world. Mike Tyson is one of the greatest boxers to ever do it. And Michael Strahan, man, I was thinking about this earlier, and I didn't do the research, but if I'm not mistaken, I know Michael Strahan at one point had the single season sack record, you know what I mean, for most sacks in the season in the NFL. I'm not sure if somebody beat that. I gotta look that up, but at one point, if he still don't have it, at one point, you know, he was the single season sack leader, you know what I mean, Michael Strahan, a Super Bowl champion, New York Giants, you know what I'm saying, legendary, one of the best pass rushers to ever do it. So the question was, like, who inspired you the most? Now, you know, on social media, Michael Jackson won. You know, Michael Jackson won, without a doubt, deserving. You know, definitely deservingly. And I'm not to take nothing away from him, man, because all these are my guys. But I think Michael Jackson took this because most of my people, most of my Slackers Talk Nation on social media are more catered to music than they are sports. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he was the entertainer out of the group, and the other three were sports related. You know what I'm saying? And I know, you know, I'm not saying that women don't watch sports. You know what I'm saying? But I think, like, majority is still, like, more men that watch sports than women, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? And I think it's, you know, my Slackers Talk Nation is more of an entertainment-based than sports. You know what I'm saying? Like, throughout. And I think that's why he got the edge. Not saying that he not deserve it. Now, he didn't deserve it talent-wise, but I think that's why he got the edge. Like, you know what I mean? Like I said, deservingly so. The answer to that question is no secret for me, man. You know, it's Michael Jordan, man. You know, if I could be like Mike, you know what I'm saying? That commercial says it all. You know what I mean? Like, I was inspired. Like, basketball was my first love. I wanted to be a basketball player coming up. You know, I imitated him and Scottie Pippen. You know, what they did on the offensive end, what they did on defense, just the ability to want to win, the desire. You know what I'm saying? The preparation. Like, he was just that guy for me, man. You know what I mean? And still doing it. So shout out to him. You know, he sold the Charlotte Hornets for $3 billion. You know what I mean? So, man, he's still doing it, man. Like, he done retired, like, over 20 years ago, man, and still, like, making an impact on this game. Like, you know what I mean? So, without a doubt, man, the answer to mine, you know, for me, was without a doubt, Michael Jordan. But, you know, the mother cats are definitely deserving, too, you know what I mean? Definitely. And earlier today, for the classic films, man, I dropped another gem. I gave y'all the movie Do the Right Thing, you know, directed and created by Spike Lee. Powerful movie, man. You know, powerful movie. You know, now that I probably didn't know at the time because I was young, but nothing but look at the legends that he had in that film, man. You know, Martin Lawrence, Robin Harris, what's my man name? Samuel Jackson in his earlier days, man. This, like Boogie Now, I forgot his real name. You know, you can find him on the Gangsta of Harlem right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, he's still doing his thing. He was in the movie Malcolm X. I can't think of his name, but just a bunch of, like, great actors and legends in the industry, man. If you haven't seen it somehow, some way, man, make sure you're going to see that, man. Do the Right Thing. You know what I'm saying? Powerful movie. Powerful message. Like, definitely, like, funny. All that good stuff, man. Classic, man. It's one of those movies that universally, like, everybody likes. You know what I mean? I haven't seen, like, one person say they didn't like that movie, man. You know, that's how you know it's classic. But, you know, if you haven't seen it, go check that out. Now, you know, we took care of our business. Let's get to the show at hand. Today's show, man, I'm talking about my boy Zion Williamson, man. As y'all know, you know, I'm a Duke fan. I love all my players that came through the Duke program. You know, I followed them all the way to the NBA or the G League. You know, we got the most players in the league. You know, I'm trying to get it to where, you know, We have the most NBA championships, too. You know what I mean? We're trying to catch North Carolina, the Tar Heels. It's just they had a guy named Michael Jordan and James Worthy having to play for the Lakers. And that just, you know, that's hard to catch. That's about, like, I don't know, 9 or 10 championships between the two. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know how it is. And that's just two players, man. So, it's hard to catch, man. You know, but we still getting there. But I want to talk about Zion. And We're not talking about his basketball, you know, his basketball skills right now. We're talking about other things, unfortunately. And, you know, y'all know the word on the street, you know. Well, it's not the word, it's fact. You know, my man, you know, it's been reported my man got multiple women pregnant. One being a porn star, you know, well, former porn star, you know, according to her, Mariah Mills. And he's just getting it left and right, man. Like, he's getting bashed left and right. You know, both of these women, one of them is supposed to be like a long time girlfriend. Like I said, the other one is a former porn star. And, you know, he's allegedly dating both of them at the same time. And it's believed that they pregnant with his child at the same time. So, you know, he's been caught cheating and, you know, he's going through it right now. Still in his early 20s. Still trying to, you know, get himself in shape and trying to get, you know, prepared for NBA season. You know, it's been about 3 or 4 years. We haven't seen him on the NBA court for a full season yet. And it's unfortunate, man, because out of, like, all the Duke players that come out of Duke and go to the NBA, he's probably the one that I have the highest hopes for. You know what I'm saying? Like, take, like, Jason Tatum, for example, right? I knew Tatum was going to be good. You know what I'm saying? I knew Kyrie Irving was going to be good. But when I look at Zion and the feeling I had with him coming to the NBA, and I still do think this, I think that he has a shot to be the face of the NBA. You know, I think his talent is like that, man. You're talking about somebody 6'6", 6'7", 280, could handle the ball and move the way he moved. That's not, you don't see that every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, can hit a jumper, has a good jump shot, you know, a funny release, but it goes in. You know what I'm saying? Like, he rebounds. Like, you can make the case that dude is a complete player. Like, he just gotta be able to play, man. Gotta be able to play. But getting back to it, you know, he's getting bashed, you know, cheating, getting two women pregnant at the same time, you know, messing with a porn star. You know, they got, you know, they got all these messages on Twitter, you know, this girl sending messages to the New Orleans Pelicans about what's going on. And it's embarrassing, man. You know what I mean? For somebody who's not playing, you know, you're supposed to, like, keep a low profile. You know, you want the team to believe that, you know, you're somewhere training, getting in shape, you know, getting prepared physically and mentally for the next season or whenever it's time for you to take the court. So by this happening, you know, this, if there ever was a such thing as a bad time, you know, this would be it. You know, he's injured right now, and you know what I'm saying, your team just was trying to make a playoff run, and this looks bad in general. You know what I'm saying? It looks very bad. Now, the thing that I want to talk to y'all about, out of all, you know, I listen to the Joe Budden podcast. I listen to several outlets on YouTube about the situation, and, you know, everybody has their opinion. You know, he's getting bashed this way, he's getting bashed that way, you know, for doing this, for doing that. And the one thing that I heard that kind of, like, caught my attention is that people are saying that he has a bad taste in women. And they're saying that because, you know, one of the women is a porn star. You know what I'm saying? I get it. I get why people feel that way. I get why people would say that. You know what I mean? I get how that looks. I get the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? I get the whole thing. I do. But, here's what people don't think about. And I've been saying this for years, right? I've been saying this for a long time, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to share this on the Slackers Talk podcast with y'all. You know what I mean? Us, I was going to say guys, but nah, women too. You know what I'm saying? People in general. You know what we do, a lot of as people? And I think this is one of the things that we all guilty of. I think everybody in the world has done this before. We could look at somebody, like I'm gonna build from a man perspective real quick. Like I said, I think women do it too, man. But I know women do it, but as a matter of fact, but I'm gonna do it from a man perspective, right? You know what us guys do? We would see a woman walking down the street, or, you know, we might see a woman on TV, or however it is that you see a woman. It could be on a video on your phone, it could be on TV, or it could be in person, or it could be, you know, in the store, whatever the case may be. You can see her, and you'd be like, man, you know, that chick is ugly. I would never mess with her. Or that chick do so-and-so and so-and-so. Like, I would never mess with something like that. Yo, I heard she was with this amount of guys. I would never do that. Or, you know, she lives over here, so I wouldn't mess with her. Or she's too white, or she's too black. You know, I wouldn't do this, I wouldn't do that. And the thing that we don't realize is two things out of this that we don't realize. Right? You might feel that way about that woman for whatever reason. But at the same time, like that same woman that you saying that you wouldn't mess with, there's another guy somewhere in the world that's in love with her. There's another guy in the world that will call her up 2 o'clock in the morning asking her to come over. There's another guy that got a kid with her. You get what I'm saying? Like you get what I'm saying? Like we all have different tastes. You know what I'm saying? The same way. Now the other side to that, the second part is the same way, you know, you have an opinion on that woman. There might be some people that have opinions about you too. It goes like both ways. You know what I'm saying? It goes both. You know what I'm saying? It's something that we don't think about. Old saying is, you know, one person's trash is another person's treasure. You know what I mean? That's just an old saying. You know what I mean? That's my old school listeners. You know what I'm saying? Right there. But, and I say that to say, you know, people are down in Zion because one is a porn star. Okay, let's think about that for a minute, right? Let's go in with an open mind. You know what I'm saying? Let's go in with an open mind, right? Okay, he's a basketball player, right? He travels a lot. You know, he meets new people all the time. There's women everywhere trying to get his attention, you know, things of that nature, right? So just to be honest, like if we not in the NBA or we not a celebrity or anything like that, we don't technically really know how it feels to be in his shoes. You know, they could meet, we don't know what he's going through. You know what I mean? He could meet a woman and like not know if she's sincere, like if she really love him or not. You know what I mean? Maybe she like the idea that he got money. Maybe she like the idea that he's a basketball player. Maybe she like the idea that, you know, she just looking at it, he could do this for her. You know what I'm saying? Like other things other than, you know, her just being in love with him. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, we opening our mouths about an opinion, but we technically do not know. Right? So, let's just say, you know, hypothetically speaking, you know, he had some encounters like that where he thought, like, a woman was really in love with him and he came to find out that she wasn't. It was another motive. So then, you know, he decides to try something different. And like, maybe I'm fishing. Maybe it's because I'm a Duke fan. I'm trying to defend him. You know what I mean? I know all y'all going to hit me in the comment section about this. You know what I mean? I know I'm here. You know, bring it on. Right? But maybe he decides to try something different. Maybe he decides to get a woman who he knows is looking for a come up, right? She might be looking for a come up. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's an open thing, right? Maybe he likes her because she's going to do the same thing. Like, maybe she knows guys that only want to deal with her because she's a porn star. So they had that in common. You know what I mean? So Zion decides, well, okay, you know, I'm going to do this and she's that. So maybe, you know, I like the way she look. You know what I'm saying? He likes her style. You know, he likes everything she brings to the table. All that good stuff, right? So maybe, you know, I can give her X and X amount of money a month and we straight. We gonna have a kid and be straight, right? Now, normally, and from the messages and stuff that she has written and I heard, she was on board with knowing that he was a basketball player and there's probably going to be other girls, right? So maybe in a weird kind of way that attracted him to her because he knew he had that security, right? Let's say that they had an agreement, you know, he was going to do X and X, you know, make sure she's straight. You know, she knew his situation or whatever. And she just said, yo, you know, don't embarrass me as long as you don't, you know, put my life in jeopardy and do X, Y, Z, right? If he likes her and she has everything that he's looking for in a woman, like regardless of how other people feel about it, and she's giving him that security, he's holding his end of the bargain, and also, like, he doesn't have to worry about, like, certain things, like, you know, certain little small things because they have this agreement, it might not be as bad as you think if that's what he likes. You get what I'm saying? Now, this is speculation. You know, nobody knows their relationship, you know, and usually when these things happen, you know, they go blame each other. You know, this person was wrong. Nah, the other person was wrong. But let's just say, you know, he likes the way she look. He likes what she bring to the table. They have fun together. He's all right with the agreement. She's all right with the agreement. And it works for him. Right? He don't ever have to worry about anything. He got everything there that he wants. Not what we think, but what he wants. Right? It might not be nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, per se. Right? There's nothing wrong with that if that's what he likes. Keyword being, if that's what he likes. Now, here's the part where he messed up at. And somebody should have got with him. And somebody should have told him. It's not necessarily messing with the porn star. If that's what you like and y'all have an agreement and you like everything she brings to the table and all that is good. Right? Can't blame a man for going for what he likes. And what's working for him. Can't blame a man for that. But here's where he messed up at. And somebody should have got with him. You only have that agreement with one woman, though. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you can only have that agreement one time. Now, what I mean by that, I'm not saying it's right. You know, people shouldn't cheat. But if he wanted to cheat and have multiple women, he has a right. He has a right to do so if that's what he want to do. I'm choosing my words wisely. You know what I'm saying? If that's what he want to do. But the multiple babies is what's going to get you in trouble by different people. Because the issue from what she's saying is he broke the agreement by you know, getting somebody else pregnant. She said that put her life in jeopardy, you know, this, that, and the third. And you can tell she has a great lawyer, man, because she's saying everything that would make you think that she's about to sue. So, I mean, you know, like those kind of people you just don't want to, like, mess with, man. You know, the people that know the law and, like, know the game and stuff like that, like, you might want to be, like, real with them anyway, you know. That's what I would have told Zion if I had the opportunity. But, yeah, you can only have that agreement with the kid and everything with one. Because even if, you know, being a veteran in this game, even if you have an agreement, a person can still tell you, like, whatever they want to tell you. They can have an agreement. They can be all right with it, whatever, whatever, until it actually happens. And then that's when the jealousy kick in. You know, especially, like, if you've been telling her that she's the only one and things like that. That's where, like stuff get messy. You know what I'm saying? But you can only have that contract with one person. You got to keep up the agreement. If, and it's a big if she said that, you know, she knows going to be other girls and you just can't get nobody pregnant. If she really said that, and I'm saying if, you still don't want to, I still wouldn't, you still don't want her to, like, know that. Because people can tell you whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and she might have said that, and she might be okay with that. It's just the baby that's messing her up. That, you know what I'm saying? According to her, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Just knowing that, you know, you putting her in jeopardy out there, and you like, reckless like that. But, yeah, that contract only stands for, like, one person, man, and you can't, like, break it, man. Like, you know, and plus, you do that, like, it adds up. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all getting the $260 and the $280 million contract extensions and all that, but you get into a place where you got a contract with this girl for this amount, another one over here for this amount, you know, another one over here, it starts to add up, man. You know what I mean? That stuff can add up real fast, you know what I mean? And you have to start looking out for your future because, like, you haven't been on the court. You know what I'm saying? Like, you haven't, like, really proved it yet. You know what I mean? Like, you got to consider, man, if you play out this contract, you know, this whole duration of the contract like you've been doing, it might not be another team after that that's going to throw big money at you. You know what I'm saying? Because they know that you're not getting on the court. So, you know what I mean? You secured one bag that was good, and that was, like, off of potential because you're still young. Even though you ain't on the court, you're still young. You know what I'm saying? So New Orleans gave you that bag with, yo, we still need to see, you know, what we got here. You know what I'm saying? But the next one, like, the next team or the next go-around, they might not be so generous because you're going to be like 4 or 5 years older anyway. You know what I'm saying? So while you young, you want to, like, secure the bag, man. Solidify your name in the league right now. You know, make sure you got that income coming in. You don't want something like this to, like, you don't want to have somebody bitter that you got to live with for 18 years, like just doing nothing, like trying to mess up your life. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, she's sending the messages to the team and all that. That look bad on you, man. Like, you don't want this to lead to, like, you losing endorsements and stuff like that. Cause you got all these contracts with these, you know what I mean? That you gotta pay, like, for 18 years, dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you got that. And then you don't want them to turn around and cost you money on the other end. You know what I'm saying? You don't want them to cost you to have to lose money on the other end to go along with that. Because that's when it starts running out. You know what I mean? So, I don't mess with you. I'm not going to mess with you, like, on your taste of woman, like mostly everybody else is doing. Because we all like something different, man. You know what I'm saying? We all like something different. You know, everybody has, you know, they different opinion. You know what I'm saying? The person that's making the opinions are being talked about also. So, you know, it goes both ways. But you can only have, like, one contract like that, dude. You know what I'm saying? You can only have one, man. If you do multiple, man, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of, like, setting yourself up for failure, man. Especially, like I said, you haven't been on the court. You know, you did something proven right now. You know what I mean? Go get on the court and be the best player in the league, man. Like I know you can, man, and put Duke on the map. You know what I'm saying? We need a Duke player to be the best player in the league. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, Tatum. If that's you, yo, take it. You know what I mean? You up there too. So take it, man. Your time is nearing. You need to get that championship also as well. But yeah, man, like, you can only have one contract like that, dude. You know what I'm saying? You can only have one. Now, because I'm a businessman, you know how I am on the Slackers Talk podcast, man. Always thinking business. Always thinking ahead. And I don't recommend this. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just putting it out there for entertainment purposes. You only want to have, like, one of those contracts unless, and you didn't hear this from me, unless it states in that contract that you can also have another contract with another woman. But you didn't hear that from me. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And I just want to tell you to, you know, let's just have one contract at a time. Let's get ourselves established first. And then let's get this money. Y'all be safe out there. And we'll be back again to talk next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.